After Hurricane Irma, Central America now waits for the unthinkable. With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First, Sudbury police are looking for information following a robbery at Topper's Pizza on King Street. It happened on Friday at about 1:15 a.m. when a man entered Topper's Pizza, displayed a knife, and demanded money. The individual did take a sum of money and left the store, heading out on King Street towards Clinton Avenue. The male is described as being a Caucasian, 5'6" to 5'8" tall, in his late 20s or early 30s. He has dark, curly, shoulder-length hair and has a full beard with a long goatee. He was last seen wearing a black and blue sweater and blue jeans. The idea of a no election sign proposal in North Bay will be dealt with at the next city council meeting. The idea has been on the table and some topic of conversation since it was first brought up in 2011. The idea is expected to be discussed at Tuesday's meeting. A Manitoulin Island mayor has rejected the idea of hunting nuisance deer inside a residential area. Gourmet Mayor Ron Lane says to have an open season on deer in town is well-meaning. He's simply not sure how it would be possible. The idea would include sending local meat to food banks. Timmins police say that one of their vehicles fell into the wrong hands just before the weekend. This is all after city cops responded to a call involving a suspicious person. Evidently, during the call, a city cop had his vehicle swiped. It was located sometime later with the help of the OPP in the area of Norman Street and Lafleur Boulevard. The suspect was placed under arrest. An investigation is ongoing. Meanwhile, a Sault Ste. Marie woman has died following an accident in the Station Mall's parking lot within the city. It happened early Saturday afternoon. The vehicle was eastbound at the west end of the mall. It hit the northwest entrance to Walmart and then continued along the walkway when it struck the 58-year-old. She later died of injuries. The incident is under investigation. And finally, in international news, on the heels of Hurricane Irma, another hurricane is set to be gaining strength and headed towards the Caribbean. Hurricane Maria is expected to pass through the already battered islands later today. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Maria has sustained maximum winds of 140 kilometers per hour. That was late yesterday, centered roughly 165 kilometers northeast of Barbados. For local news and weather anytime, go to KFMRadio.ca.